And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and I'd like to say my friend John Jerryman is back today.
Oh, John, is he going to be singing?
Yes, he is. We've got a very special treat for Karen Deauville.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
That's Bud Dickman, and here's Robert Leonard.
Yeah, Robert Leonard here along with General Galen Shaw.
Yeah, this is General Galen Shaw. You can hear me above this caterwauling jackass. General, you know that we're going to have music like this, right?
I understand that, but every show is some guy going, ha-la-la-la-la-la, behind me.
God damn it, turn it down, will you?
Yeah, how's that?
That's better. And here's Phil Henry. Turn it up, bud, a little bit, all right? We want some mood. Mood? What kind of mood? What are you looking to do, throw up into a gutter?
Flexing on my own.
Anyway, welcome to the show, the Phil Henry Show here for Tuesday. And we have, and as you like to hear them today, Mitt Romney. We're very excited to get Mr. Mitt Romney on the show.
Hey, how about that, bud, huh?
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
Mitt Romney.
It's a guy. What is it?
Well, what about the name Mitt?
Well, the name, can I?
Go ahead.
The name Mitt is a very interesting name. It comes from, I don't really know.
So then why did you?
I don't know. I thought I'd take a stab at it, but.
I don't know what mitten, I know what a mitten is. Do you think it's about that?
Could have been named after a mitten.
What, named after a mitten or a pair of them? You guys don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah, well, then why do they call him Mitt?
I don't know. We'll find out. How about that?
Yeah, but Sam, you got a quick, squeaky chair.
Yeah, just heard it go creak, creak while you're talking. So,
why don't you get some WD-40 or whatever the... What is he looking at?
He's waiting for you to say KY or some jazz.
I'd say that.
I hear... Get some WD-40. Is that...
No, I don't tickle me.
Well, if they use... Phil, do you know if they use WD-40 as lube?
Huh?
Do you know... ladies and gentlemen in the audience, please don't listen. Do they use WD-40 as lube?
Who does?
Don't get smart with me.
Margaret, you know full well they don't.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying.
Right. Anybody out there, if you know whether they use WD-40 as lube...
You ought to burn. You know something? If there's a God, if there is a God and his son did indeed come off the cross.
Fuck. What?
You ought to burn in hell for what you just said, referencing me.
You were the one that. What do you mean, referencing you?
I brought it up, but I know you were sort of giving me the side eye.
Were you side eyeing, Phil? I wasn't side eyeing you. You're the one that wanted to know whether they use WD-40 as lube.
I looked it up and I'd never heard about it. I looked it up, and I've never heard about it. I see again.
All right, that's fine.
So are you going to fix this or whatever you're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to... What am I fixing?
You were going to go out and find something, weren't you? You got to look something up?
Oh, yeah, I just did. WD-40.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. This is getting sidetracked to use WD-40 as lube.
Would you please, Phil?
Margaret.
Well, I said it at least with a little bit of respect, like... WD-40
as lube. Yes, do the Margaret... Margaret Mumble.
What do you mean the Mumbo Muggle? What is it?
He didn't say... God, what is... Look at you laughing at your own jokes.
I don't think he knew. The Mumbo Mungle, what is that?
It's not Mumbo Mungle. It's the Margaret Mumble. What a sad case of a mind drying up. One of these days...
Now, Margaret...
No. One of these days, they're going to find you, General, with your mind dried up. In your skull, the size...
Of a walnut.
Thank you. Of a walnut.
Of a walnut? Are you guys done messing around? Because
look at you laughing.
I'm laughing because you cats are goofy as the three coats of paint, as my father would say. All right.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We do have on the program today, John Jerryman will be singing in tribute to Karen Deauville's birthday. Did she request this?
Yes, Karen, as you know, Karen is a big fan of Phil. And she and her husband and her brother-in-law, the three of them are thick as thieves. I don't know what that's about.
They're good friends.
Yes, they're good friends, but I've never heard of a brother-in-law traveling with his friend. Anyway, they're on their way, I think, someplace. I think they're going golfing in Florida. And she wanted John Jerryman to sing sing a song for her, and we'll hear that today.
Do you know what song it is?
Yes, I do, but I'm not telling you right now. Do you mind?
Yeah, okay.
Don't you want him to get ready?
No, because if I tell him what song it is, he'll go... He'll just butt in.
I think it's You Made Me Love You.
Thank you.
What an ass.
I've got to tell the kid. Like, it's called You Made Me Love You.
You Baby Love You.
You Made Me... Is that the name of it?
Yes, You Made Me Love You, but I didn't want to tell they...
Well, I get it up anyway. You know, excuse the expression. Just get ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have that, and that only took about 2 minutes of my life to just discuss that. Then we also have, well, Phil, no. Then we also have Dave Oliva, and Dave's going to be here. Excuse me.
You all right, Sammy?
I'm fine. I never felt better in my life, but something went horribly wrong there with my voice box, or if you will, my larynx.
I wonder why they don't call it voice box anymore.
Because it sounds stupid, because it's your larynx, so, you know.
It might be a throwback to the days when people didn't really want to talk about body parts as technically and as medically exacting as they do these days, you know.
Yeah, so voice box is out, and the actual term larynx is in. So,
Sammy, you went larynx like that. Just wanted to know you may have affected something.
I think he's aware of that.
You mean I may have affected something, but don't get so specific with me that you look at me and say, oh, man, Mr. Henry affected something.
We just want you to be yourself.
I'm being myself. If you guys got me looking at myself and wondering about things, then I won't be myself.
What does that mean?
It means he doesn't want to be thinking every 5 seconds about you jackasses pointing something out about him that you think is weird, that may be a part of what he is and what he is. Oh, I hate you.
All right.
Then we have, as you like to hear him, with Mitt Romney. Big deal.
You forgot Dave Oliva.
Dave Oliva coming on as well, because Dave, as you know, is part of our big show on Friday night at the Hollywood Improv Lab, the last of the year for Phil Hendry and Friends. I hope you can join us. I feel confident you'll join us. I know you'll join us. I sense that you'll join us.
All right, Phil, we get the idea.
So anyway, that'll be Friday night, and the lineup is as follows. We got some. I got to figure out, man, because we actually added some people. We have Amber Preston. We got Fahim Anwar. We got Sheng Wang. We got Fraser Smith. We got Henry Phillips. We got Nick Rutherford, Valerie Gregson, and, of course, myself. And maybe Dave Oliva, if he's...
We'll find out if he's up for it or not.
And maybe Dave Oliva. Friday night at the Hollywood Improv. Go to their website and pick up tickets. You can also find a link to their website on our homepage at philhenryshow.com, which I understand the guys were migrating materials last night. And the thing, according to my administrator, Joe Olander, it's going like a bat out of hell, which is fantastic.
It's going like a bat out of hell, like, you know, going way far away.
Yeah, by going far away.
What do you mean going far away?
I mean far away from functionality.
Yeah.
No, it ain't going. It's better than ever. All right, and... So head over and you can find a link there. You can also find a link at our Facebook fan page, which is Phil Hendry. It's facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. And I really regret and I curse the day that I ever decided to call it fans spelled PHANS.
What? That's really is kind of stupid, Phil.
Yeah, Phil, you've cut. Everybody thinks now when it's an F, they're going to think, you know, like F-U is P-H-U-C-K.
Yeah, it'd be so bitchy if it really was.
Well, what do you think?
Sure, yeah, let's go ahead and change it to that. And
my God, do you see the sewer you swim in, Phil, for your own self-aggrandizement? Just so you can have it P-H this, it's P-H-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Yeah?
What in Christ are you laughing at?
Margaret, you're the one going,
I laughed a little bit when I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw that...
Your face.
Not as bad as I'm going to let...
Come on, get up, Margaret.
Get up, Margaret. What do you think? Do I look like a racehorse?
Why do you say that?
He says get up.
I said get off. I didn't say get off of him.
Don't ever say that.
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhenryshow.com. Phil Hendry Show, but traffic. First, there's traffic here with Bob Bakian and our traffic guys. Bob.
Hey, Phil, Father Sailor right now. There's a sailor man in the trees. I'm blocked by the sailor man. I'll tell you, if you're out there to the Harbor Freeway right now in Pedro, I had two trailer weeks on the Long Beach Freeway that were stranded on the CHP, the PACA, and PCA Peachtree, and the Peachtree as well. So if you're traveling on that one, you're going to be up there about 11 o'clock this morning. Down, the 5-5 Frog Friendly. There's a frog hopping contest there. The sand camper, and sand camper Tano is what I was going to say, and the swallows are returning to Campus Strand, and probably said that in the spring. It was a great song. Sky Boy.
Hi, Bob. I'm
here
on Wednesday, California. Wednesday, down Friday, all around the town, down the beach time. I get my good time at the beach time. I'm in town. That's pretty sad over there, too. Scored a bully, Sky Baby, Swing Cat. Oh, my daddy's doing a booger.
Yeah, man.
Have any Sav.
Mickey Wickerstam's Furniture and More at Mickey Wickerstam's. $5 off our chairs, $6 off our tables. And you can find Mickey Wickerstam in all of the major malls across America. Mickey Wickerstam has been making Mickey Wickerstam furniture since 1965. He isn't around anymore. It's called Mickey Wickerstam because his family now runs it. Well, they did. They sold it out to another family. Well, I shouldn't say.
They're Hispanic and their name's not exactly Mickey Wickerstam. Well, you said that.
What's their name? Gonzalez. Mickey Wickerstam's Furniture in the Cosgo Mall and downtown or uptown, all around the town, really. Mickey Wickerstam's Furniture. Sit in it, if you'll pardon the expression. Mickey Wickerstam's Nocturnal Cigars. One puff and we got you. When you smoke a nocturnal cigar, you're sucking in the very essence of the fine leaf. Grown, groomed, and loved in Dominican Republic, not in Cuba, although now that Castro's dead, we may be stepping into that scene as well. Nocturnal Cigars. Take one hit, we got you. Nocturnal Cigars. A leaf just as lovingly grown in the Dominican Republic as if it was grown in Cuba. That's Cuba to you. Nocturnal Cigars. Have a suck. Pardon the expression.
World famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico, Southern California. Yeah. Dave Oliva is going to be a guest host tomorrow on the, Dave Oliva is going to be a guest host.
Are you making garbage out of that on purpose?
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Dave Oliva is going to be a guest host at the Phil Henry and Friends.
Well, then say that, son. You're only going to get Margaret to jump right in there.
I have to jump in to keep things moving.
I'll do that, Margaret. So go ahead, bud.
Oh, look at you taking his side.
Of course I'm taking his side. Don't give the kid a... Go ahead, man.
Dave Oliva is on the phone to talk about it. Dave, how you been? This is Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Are you going to be at the Hollywood...
Are you going to take over here or not?
Excuse me.
No, he's... Bud's doing the interview.
Excuse me.
Well, Bud...
Excuse me.
Hi, Ms. Gray.
I'll talk to him myself, Dave. Bud.
I'm doing the interview.
Margaret.
Margaret, why don't you just leave well enough alone?
Oh, my God.
What, are you going to bawl? Where are you going?
I'm taking a... Well, maybe I'm going to go take a dump. What's it to you?
Okay,
All right, so go ahead, bud.
Thank you. I have Dave Oliva now here, and he's at the... Well, you're at your house right now, right?
Well, yeah, I'm at my house right now, yeah. I'm I was waiting on you to call to do the interview.
Okay, so where are you going to be Friday night?
He's going to be at the Hollywood... I'm sorry.
God damn, you know, lady...
Excuse me, Dave, I'm talking to Bud.
I got it already, okay?
Are you talking...
I got it!
Where are you going now, Margaret?
I might go take dump. There, is that in plain English enough for you?
Me go take dump.
Yes, because Phil is...
God, that is very childish, Miss Gray.
Well, Phil, then why is Phil asking me all these questions?
You're getting up and sitting down...
all around the town.
Yeah.
You know, Ms. Gray, this is just like you to suck all the oxygen out of the room and put all the attention on you.
I suck who?
She said,
excuse me.
Where are you going, Ms. Gray? Oh, let me guess, to take a dump.
You know something, there was a time, doesn't exist, but there was a time when I hated Mexicans, and you're right.
Okay, come on back in here, Margaret.
Phil.
Come back in here and sit down and apologize.
I'm sorry.
Okay. God, man.
Okay, go now.
Go ahead.
With me is Dave Oliva.
Shit.
You don't even feel much like it, do you?
No.
Okay, well, let me take over. My name's Dave Oliva, and I'm planning on being at the Hollywood Improv Lab on Friday night. And I will, assist Mr. Henry in hosting the show. And I know the last time, Mr. Henry, you was there, you had Steve Bozell, is that right?
Steve Bozell was my guest host, yes.
And so now it's going to be me. I hope you'll come out. You know, we can talk and everything. We also have a great lineup of Phil Henry, Amber Preston, Fahim Anwar, Shane Wang, Fraser Smith, Henry Phillips, Nick Rutherford, Valerie Gregson, and also very much more. So come to the Hollywood Improv Lab on the 8 o'clock on Friday night.
Now, have you ever done anything like stand-up comedy?
Well, no, I haven't done stand-up comedy, but because my main, I guess you'd say my main interest is to become a police officer. But specifically with LAPD, and unless I can do that.
I wanted to ask you something, Dave. If you can't be an LAPD cop, would you consider yourself to be a failure?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Well, why, man? There's all kinds of police, you know, police departments.
I don't care, man. I would never, ever, like, want to be on any police department other than LAPD. LAPD is, like, way, 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 way far, far, far. You know, they're way far, way, like, way, way more you know?
Yeah, but way, way more what?
They're way more, man. You know?
What does that mean, way more, General? No, I want to know, what does it mean? They're way more what?
The LAPD is way, way, you know?
They're way better!
Yeah, but not, you can't just go way better. They're way, way, far more way, you know?
Dave, it's starting to sound stupid, okay? They're way, way more better. Now, see, I sound stupid.
Yes, I went in on this. It's not way, way more better. You want to say that they are way, way far and away, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they're way far and away, way, you know.
Now, look, you know, this is starting to irritate me. They're way, way far away, and then you go way. What am I supposed to think?
Look, General.
What am I supposed to think? A reasonable man.
All right, General, hold, everybody hold on. Dave, you're overdoing it, man.
Okay. What do you want me to do?
What is the LAPD is way what?
LAPD is way, like when he said...
They're way better.
That's not enough, man.
All right, so it's not enough to say way better. How many ways do you have to say? How many ways must you say... Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I know. You didn't use to like a Mexican.
You filthy little...
Hey!
Hey, man.
Wait. Take it outside, will you?
Let's go out. I'll step outside.
Yeah. Hey, man. It's your world, boss.
Now, hold on, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on out there? Brr! Who did that?
I had to kick her ass.
Brr!
Brr!
What did you just do, man?
I didn't do anything. She's throwing up. I didn't do anything, Mr. Ann, I swear to God.
Well, what the hell would you guys step outside for?
Margaret, you all right?
Brr!
Margaret!
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hell happened to her now? What happened?
I got sick. Well, what are you laughing?
I didn't do anything to you, Miss Gray.
Hey.
There's something going on with her. I don't know what it is.
Were you drinking? Were you drinking, Margaret?
I had a drink, yes.
Sounds like you had more than one drink because you've been argumentative ever since you hit the door.
Not that you aren't usually. You know.
Oh, Robert, why don't you, for once in your life, quit taking Whitey's side and stick up?
Yeah, you know something, man? Maybe I'm going to get up and kick some ass. Everybody sit down. You know what? I'm going to tell you to just cool your jets.
Phil.
Cool your jets outside.
Go ahead.
Dave Oliva, I hope, is still... Yeah, there he is. All right, Bud, go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. What happened?
Well, she said step outside to kick ass, so I stepped outside. She starts throwing up in the toilet. Turned out she'd been drinking.
Well, I mean, you know, had I been a police officer and I pulled her over, and I go, yeah, could I see your driver's license? And she vomited. You have to take that as extenuating circumstances, and you'd have to, like, you know, figuratively kick her ass for that.
Kick her ass?
Figuratively, I'm not saying literally do that.
What do you mean? If she throws up, then you assume she's drunk, right?
Well, there's a lot of different situations. Like, one of the police officers that I do ride-alongs with on a regular basis, Officer Swoon, he works out of Northeast, L.A. Northeast Division. He said one time he pulled this dude over on the car, you know, on the street, and when he got up the guy's car, he goes, hey, how you doing? Excuse me. Can you give me your license?
Now, why do you always say that? You and Phil and all you clowns always on excuse me.
I got that out of Magnum Force.
No, that's technically, yeah, he got out of Magnum Force, but it's technically, you know, the way you're supposed to, when you approach a car as a police officer,
yeah,
you have to go up to him and go, excuse me, good afternoon, excuse me, do you have, may I see your ID? And then you go from there. And this Officer Swoon, or Swoonsmer, he said...
What is the guy's name?
Officer Swoonmer.
Officer Swimner.
No, Swoopner.
First of all, it was Officer Swoom. Don't start screwing with me, man.
Mr. Rennie, you go, it sounds like your tongue is stuck together.
Hey, sit down, Margaret.
Oh, God damn, she is drunk.
Want me to call Frank?
No, don't call Frank, for God's sake. Man, look at her.
Pull her dress down, will you?
Hey, knock it off. All right, Dave.
What's going on?
We're interviewing you. So you pulled Officer Swoopner?
Officer Swoopner, yeah. And he pulls this dude over, and he goes up to the guy, he goes, excuse me, that's per the regulations. Because it's right there, it's written down there, it's written down, you know, they wrote it down. And this dude just turned, and he goes, good afternoon, officer, and threw up all down the lower part of his slack on his shoe. On the one slack and the one shoe, he missed the other slack.
Now so that was as a result of what?
A drinking, you know. And sometimes you aren't even sure that they're drinking. The reason why he pulled this guy over was because of a burned headlight.
Oh, so he wasn't exhibiting any kind of reckless driving?
No, sir, not at all. And that's when the whole thing went down.
Margaret, how are you feeling?
I'm getting better. You know something? I hate...
All right.
I hate it when you're I had a sherry at lunch, all right?
Did you have lunch?
I had a salad, yes.
Oh, here we go again. You had a salad. That's not enough food.
Miss Gray, you can't just exist on a salad because that's... God, man.
I had a salad. I'm trying to watch my weight and my diet. Right after a very heavy Thanksgiving, where you know that you're packing the cheeses on, and I love cheese. And as a result of eating the cheese, I've been a little bit constipated. And so I thought that having booze, a booze-filled lunch, a lot of people who only have a salad, they'll cut drinking out. What I do is I have a booze lunch where I'm drinking just nonstop, you know, Benedictine and brandy and sherry and things like that.
Oh, Jesus. Are you kidding?
What is with you?
That's great. No wonder you're puking it up, you know?
I threw up because I'd had a little bit too much to drink, yes. I feel fine now.
No wonder you threw it up on an empty stomach.
Phil, don't lecture me.
On an empty stomach, you had Benedictine, brandy, and what else?
And a little bit of sherry. Big deal.
Oh, that'd make me... Man, I would just barf forevermore, you know?
Got it. So, anyway, you're at the LA Improv.
I thought we were talking about me.
No, we're talking to Dave, if you sit down. It's not the LA, it's the Hollywood Improv.
Sorry, you're at the Hollywood Improv this Friday night.
Yeah, Hollywood Improv this Friday night. And I'll tell some stories about being a police officer, and I'll tell some stories, you know, a lot of different stories, man. About a lot of different things, you know? God, man, my throat is a little dry. Do you have any Benedictine? I'm kidding around.
All right, Dave, thanks very much. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay, Mr. Ernie, thanks for having me on the show. And also,
there he is, Dave Oliva. He's going to be one of our featured presentations there, one of our guests at the Hollywood Improv on Friday night, world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Friday night, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv. It starts at 8 o'clock with myself, Dave Oliva, Amber Preston, Fahim Anwar, Shang Wang, Fraser Smith, Henry Phillips, Nick Rutherford, and Valerie Gregson. And all of them all packed onto the same stage at the same time. Actually, we'll have one up at a time. It starts at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying. Phil Henry and friends at the Hollywood Improv. Don't miss it. Also, our work on the website proceeds and things are moving along swimmingly. That sucker is moving, and it is. I'm telling you right now, we moved to a new server environment, I think is the way the guys put it. I could have that wrong.
Yeah, it's probably some of the technical terms aren't right.
Nonetheless, we are on schedule for an unveiling of our new website design sometime in probably September, or excuse me, sometime in late January, early February. But now is the time to get a Backstage Pass, which is a subscription to our world-famous Phil Henry website, and you'll take advantage of all of the great new features. Automated billing. We have a whole new way to bring you into our archives, a new portal for you to enjoy the archives. New ways of subscribing to the free website, for the free podcast on iTunes, as well as a lot of other features that you're going to appreciate, I don't think, no end. So be sure to get a Backstage Pass now at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today's the 29th. Today's the 30th. So that means that this is the last day for you to get a one-year subscription to the Phil Henry Show and get the free downloads today and today only. So whenever you're hearing this, man, before midnight, something like that, before it turns December 1st, get a one-year subscription and get $150 worth of best-of downloads free from the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You bet. I'm a giant. We are a giant.
Divided by fearful times. Oh, for God's sake, turn this screeching ass down, would you? These young people really make asses of themselves, don't they?
Now, you were the one that was throwing up outside.
I didn't throw up outside. I threw up in a sink just before I kicked his ass.
You didn't kick my ass.
I would have had I not started throwing up into a sink, is what I'm saying.
All right, well, that's
what did you just say?
That's a likely story. All right, welcome back. Yeah, turn down our good friends here, Oh Sleeper.
Yeah, Oh Sleeper, my God.
That was, General, was that you doing a Margaret impression, or Margaret, was that you doing a General impression?
That was me doing a Margaret impression. What do you think?
It sounds freaky.
Thank you. Anyway, what's the name of that band?
Oh Sleeper.
So? Well, I don't like it. What do you think of that?
All right, so very few people do, except for me and maybe Bud. Karen Deauville is a longtime listener of ours, and Karen is right now, I believe, in Florida, and she's with her husband and her longtime brother-in-law, a guy that travels all over the place with them, Jerry Deauville, and they are at South Florida Gulfstream someplace. I'm not sure. Where are you guys at?
Oh, Phil, hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, Phil, we're in Tampa. We're not at Gulfstream, no. We're at a place called Rodeo Park, and we're really having a wonderful time. All right, Herb, I've got Phil Henry. We're really having a wonderful time, and I will tell you this. We are loving your show. The last several shows you've done.
And Phil, it's been good.
The last several shows.
Thank you, Herb.
He still says thank you.
Thank you.
The last several shows have been wonderful. No, we're in Rodeo Park, and we're waiting for one of the races to go off. And Larry is here. Jerry, come on over.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing. I'm having a wonderful afternoon, and I had a couple races already.
Hey, Jerry, this is General Shaw. What kind of a track is this?
That's Bull Thoroughbred track. Got three-year-olds running right now called Rodeo Park. You're right in the middle of Tampa, right in the guts of Tampa.
Let me have the phone again. Put a bet down for me.
Huh?
Put a bet down for me.
What? On who?
On who? I don't know. Just pick one. Yeah. I'm just excited. We're traveling to Florida. We're going to Disney World tomorrow, Phil.
Where?
We're going to go to Disney World.
Let me talk to her, please. Hi, Karen, this is Margaret.
Margaret, I heard what happened to Jerry, all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I vomited because I'd been drinking on an empty stomach.
Well, I heard you were drinking. You chose off Bud. Did you choose him off? You choosed him off, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I choose him off.
Yeah, you picked a fight with me.
I know what it means. Yes, I did, and I decided that throwing up into a sink would be a much, much better use of my time, given the fact that I felt like doing that.
Hold on. Oh, do you hear that, Herb?
Yeah, okay. What?
Down the gate.
Oh, that was the call to post. That's the call to post, Phil.
I recognize that.
That's it? You grew up in Arcadia, didn't you, Phil?
I do. I grew up right next to Santa Anita Racetrack, so I heard that a lot.
The race has started, sir. Did you get the bet down? Jerry.
I'm fine now.
Jerry, did you get the bet down?
I'm right here,
bitch. Give me the phone.
You know what I got? Now I'm gonna
go. Give me the phone. Okay, good. He got it down.
All right, so can we concentrate on what we're doing here?
Margaret, you're very judgmental, but that's okay. That's all right.
We got John Jerryman for you. I hope you know that.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
All right, John Jerryman. Bud?
Yeah, Mr. Jerryman? Yeah, Bud Dickman, yes, sir. John Jerryman now from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is on the phone.
Hey, John, how are you? Phil Henry.
Hello, Phil. This is John Jerryman in Philadelphia. Margaret, are you there?
I'm right here, John, and Karen Deauville was the one that requested that you sing.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm very, very excited, Mr. Deauville. I mean, I thought you were Mr. Jerryman.
My name is John Jerryman.
I'm excited. Thank you for singing for me.
Now, is this your birthday?
No, it's not. It's just we're traveling. We're going to Disneyland.
You're going to Disneyland. All right. I'm very happy to be singing a song for you. And this is a song called, and I believe you requested this, You Made Me Love You, I Didn't Want to Have to Do It. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the song. Oh, my God. I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much.
Don't mention it. So, should I begin, Mr. Henry?
You go right ahead.
Yes, and this is going to be lovely.
Oh, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you all the time. You knew it. Oh, you almost blew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me cry for, I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. Fucking hand. I'm sorry.
Is there a distraction again?
No, I'll continue. Keep her hand up. Agnes is sitting here. Her hands always go down the front of my pants.
Oh, I heard about that.
Good. I don't write a book if you want.
That's not necessary, John.
You made... Do I want me to start again?
No, continue, sir.
You made me cry. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. Indeed, I do. You know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you've got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. Woo! Oh, my God. Woo!
Thank you. Was that...
very good.
Who am I speaking with?
That's Jerry Deauville.
That was very good, John. Thank you.
I had another request here.
I want to hear. This is a request for me.
Well, wait a minute. This is my party. I paid for this.
You didn't pay for anything, Karen.
Well, I requested it.
Everybody get in line. Margaret's next. What do you want to hear, Margaret?
I want to hear that wonderful song that you sing so well called I Remember You, the Frank Ifield.
Oh, this was one of my big ones. I did this in my nightclub act. And if you don't mind, Karen, I'll also dedicate this to you as well.
Well, I asked for it.
I know that, Margaret, but let's be grown-ups about this, all right? And would you please tell Agnes not to put her hand on the front of my pants? Get her a...
You're an asshole.
Agnes, you were beautiful when you were younger.
All right, is everything under control?
Yes, it is. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. And then the harmonica comes in and goes, wah, 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 wah. Oh, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too.
You all right?
I'm crying because I got another... And this was a man who put his hand in my pants and...
You know, Phil...
Put him on hold.
I have never...
If Ms. Deauville is...
Yeah, Ms. Deauville? Sorry, Mr. Henry had to put on hold. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, Phil, that was wonderful. I don't know what happened to him.
John's dealing with a situation. He lives in a senior center.
Oh, and was that the old lady?
Yes, there's an old woman there, and I guess now there's an old man.
All right, so Karen...
Oh, by the way, Jerry hit that race.
I got the bet down. There's another. Yeah, see?
All right, well, you can make sure you got a bet down.
All right, thank you so much. That was so great. Although I wanted to hear the rest of I Remember You, but that he got the hand, right?
Yes, the hand.
All right, put your hand in the hand of the man.
Yeah, thanks, Phil.
See you later. See you, Karen.
She is a mental case. You know that, don't you?
I don't know that. I don't know that I don't know that.
You know that, don't you?
No, I don't know that. I guess I know it now, huh?
Well, she sounds like she's got a couple of screws loose. Don't you agree with it, Phil?
I think she's an extremely energetic older woman who... I've talked to a lot of them like that, you know.
Man, she sounds like she's got... sounds like she's got a screw loose and maybe she's just taking a mixture of chemicals, you know?
Yeah, right there. What the man said, a mixture of chemicals.
Yeah, okay, man. Let's not be, you know, drawing any conclusions. Now, what the hell just happened there, Margaret?
What do you mean, what just happened there?
I know that this guy was going to come on and sing for Karen, but the things that are going on...
This is a guy, he's got some old lady that puts her hand on his pants.
I know that, but what was the last guy?
That's exactly it. It was a guy. That's why John had to get off the phone and deal with it.
So there's an old lady putting her hand on his pants, and there's a guy down there doing that.
Yes, Phil, if you want the filthy graphic details. My God!
Hey, Margaret, you're the one puking on the air.
I did not do it on the air. I went off the air to do it.
Well, I have to tell you.
Oh, my God, no.
Yed went on the air. What do you want from us?
Have you got the tape?
Margaret.
Have you got the tape?
Yeah, right here.
Roll it.
Ah, fuck me!
There it is.
Excuse me. What did you just say? You went, meh.
Margaret.
No.
She'll come back.
Fat chance.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, because we have a special guest. We had Dave. That was John German, by the way. We have coming up now our very, very special guest, Mitt Romney, as you like to hear them, coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com.
Here's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, y'all.
And El Pacifico. Woo!
Bitemy's Headache Powder brings you this portion of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bitemy's Headache Powder. Bite me with Bitemy. Hi, this is Donald Trump, and whenever I'm listening to a podcast, which isn't much at all, I only listen to one. That's Phil Henry's podcast, Celebrity Voice Impersonated. And I'm Melania Trump, and I join my husband, Donald, in telling you to go listen to Phil Henry. He's great. He's fantastic. Celebrity Voice Impersonated. Hi, I'm Barron Trump. Well, never mind. Celebrity Voice Impersonated. From lashing
out at you, what the hell is that, man?
The music or
that whole Melania Trump stuff?
Yeah, it said Celebrity Voice Impersonated.
Shit.
And welcome as we bring on for, as you like to hear them, interview Mitt Romney, who's really been in the news a lot. And when we say really been in the news a lot, like every day... The former governor of the state of Massachusetts has been a part of some conversation relative to the Trump administration. Is he going to be in the administration? Is he not? Does he like Donald Trump? Does he not?
Well, and I think it is fair to say that, and welcome Governor Romney to our program.
Thank you.
I think it's fair to say, Governor Romney, that you have not been kind to Donald Trump in the past.
No, I mean, it is fair, yeah. It is fair.
Well, what do you say to that? Especially now that you're looking for a job in his administration.
Well, I can only tell you this. I was crapping all over him because I didn't like, you know, I don't like him. To me, he's a loud slob. And I'm a Mormon, you know, say what you will, but we have a code of ethics. We have a way of behaving. And I like to think that I would behave that way regardless of my religion. But for a guy like Trump who lies, cheats, steals, I don't think there's an abomination that he has not committed. I don't think there is a sin against God himself. I don't think Donald Trump will ever look God in the face. If you want my honest opinion.
Now, you understand, Governor Romney, what you just said is you say he go to hell.
What I just said, he go to hell.
What Bud's saying is you're saying the man's such a sinner that he'll go to some afterlife hell.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said.
But you realize you could be sued for that.
I could be sued for what?
How is he going to be sued for that, Bud?
Just said that Donald Trump's going to go hell.
Hey, what are you speaking baby talk all of a sudden?
I mean, you said Governor Romney going to go to hell.
I said it's my opinion that he will never look God in the face. I didn't say Governor Romney. I said Donald Trump. God damn.
Yeah, Donald Trump. That's right.
Okay. So what about it?
All right. Do you stand by that?
I just said it 2 seconds ago. I guess I stand by it. I mean, I don't know what...
Well, it's just my opinion. He could sue you.
What is the basis you think he can sue you?
All right. I don't want to get into a discussion of this, Bud. It's not about you. It's about Governor Romney, who's with us here. All right, so you think that Donald Trump is all of that, and yet you're looking to be a part of his administration.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, explain that one, because this ought to be good.
All right, well, General, the reason why I want to be a part of a Trump administration is because I have never been a part of a federal presidential administration. I have been a governor, and I've done a lot, you know, and I think I've been I don't know what else I've done, but I know I've done a lot. I was a governor of Utah or a governor of Massachusetts. I don't know what I've done, but I've done a lot. And now I want to be at the federal level. And I figure I'm never going to be elected president.
Well, you got that one right. And it's not that I've got anything against you, but I think you pretty much shot your wad, you know?
Well, I mean, you could use that term if you want.
You see where people would have a problem with you. You know, look at the look at this Kellyanne Conway. And
oh, she's Kellyanne Conway is the biggest jive. Oh, man. You talk about your jive monkey. That woman, she's got no business saying that I'm some kind of a hypocrite, that I was stabbing Donald Trump. Stabbing Donald. Is that the guy?
Yeah, Donald Trump. That's the guy you want to work for.
All right. Sorry. That I was stabbing Donald Trump in the back. She's got no business when she was working for Ted Cruz, and it wasn't too long ago that she was attributing to Donald Trump all of the things that I'm attributing. She was calling him a lowlife, a scum-sucking dog, every name in the book.
I don't remember Kellyanne Conway using any of that language.
Well, you missed it, then. She was working for Ted Cruz. What do you think she's going to say?
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean she's going to say it.
She's working for Ted Cruz. She was working for a guy that... Yeah.
All right.
She's working for a guy that called her boss, Ted Cruz, everything but a child molester, if you want to get right down to it.
Okay. Look, Governor Romney...
No, I'm telling you right now. That's what she was doing.
All right, so she's a hypocrite. That's fine.
No, but it's not enough just to say she's a hypocrite. She's got her mouth flapping all the time about me and what everybody thinks. I don't know whether Trump put her up to it. I don't know whether she thinks it's funny. I don't know whether Trump thinks she's a superstar, so he's got her mug out there every day, and I probably shouldn't say it, you know.
Well, what are you going to say?
She's pretty tough on the eyes. And
that was very ungentlemanly. Here you are talking about having a code of ethics.
Hey, I'm the guy in 2012 that took it in the you-know-what for every other Republican, so we cleared the decks. You know, I took it in wait a second. I took it. I know what I did. I took it in the arse.
You took it in the ass in 2008, cleared the decks for McCain.
That's it. That's it. I was the fall guy for McCain in 2008. So they owed me in 2012. I thought I was a shoo-in.
Yeah, and you guys are wrong.
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, though. I don't need any of these clowns on my side now. These guys that were propping me back in 2012, and now all of a sudden there was Trump telling me that I'm a big loser. Every one of these alt-rights, these right-wing assholes. And...
Well, there you go. There is Mitt Romney and the language.
Hey, the stuff that I've had to take. I think I'm entitled.
All right, so why do you want to work for the guy?
I want to work for the guy because it gives me a shot at a big federal gig before I ride off into the sunset, okay? I'm older than you, Phil, all right? When I look at you and I look at me, I'm in way better shape. I mean, I got a good, you know, let's...
You got a good what?
Well, I mean, I wear a tight pair of jeans, okay?
Yeah.
Well, oh, man. You're going to make me spell it out, huh?
What are you talking about?
Devin, what are you saying?
I'm packing... some serious lumber, you know.
Well, I wouldn't know there, Governor.
All right. And you don't have to know.
No, I wouldn't know.
But I'm telling you that I'm in great shape, far better shape than Trump, who's a 70-year-old tub of guts. Excuse me for saying that, you know.
Well, how do you expect he's going to hire you while you're saying these things?
I don't usually say these things. I'm on your show. As you like to hear them, I have to tell the truth, okay?
So behind the scenes, you don't like the guy still?
No, I don't. But I need this gig.
We're talking to Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts, who's up for the Secretary of State job. So is Rudy Giuliani. What do you think of that?
I think he had to offer Rudy something because Rudy got out there in front, and Rudy's been a friend of his for a long time. But Trump isn't so stupid as to give that job to Rudy Giuliani. I don't think Trump wants him as the Secretary of State. I think that was a load of horse dung that was being shopped around by Rudy himself. I think Rudy made it seem like Donald Trump wanted him as the Secretary of State. Nobody wants Rudy Giuliani in as Secretary of State. Donald Trump doesn't want him in. Even some lowlife like Kellyanne Conway, she doesn't want him in there. She may say that she doesn't want me, but you know what? I don't think she's got anything to say about it. And why Trump would get lend an ear to her...
Well, what do you, other than the fact you say she's hard on the eyes, what disqualifies her for making that judgment?
She's a nothing. She worked for Cruz. She works two sides of the street. If Trump buys her line of horse dung, and I don't know why he would, but if he buys into her line of horse dung, then he's dumber than he looks, okay?
What makes you think that this guy's going to hire you? I know that, you know, you don't think he hears what you're saying. Don't you think he senses that you don't like him?
I think he does, but I think he also knows I'm way better for that job than that Giuliani, or whatever the hell you call him, Giuliani. I'm way better for that job than, I don't know who else he's talking to, Dan Quayle? I mean, give me a break.
I don't think he's talking to Dan Quayle.
Yes, he was.
No, but I don't think he's talking to Dan Quayle for a job.
No, Dan Quayle came in to pay his respects because he's a Trump fan.
Well, that figures. Not the dumbest guy we've ever had for vice president. Of course he'd be a Trump fan. It goes without saying. So I'm running for, I'm in the running, I'm in the contention. I put my, thrown my hat in the ring, if you will, to be the Secretary of State because the Trump administration needs somebody, and I mean someone, who's going to be good at something. Because right now they haven't got anybody. Right now they haven't got a soul.
You're saying that there is not one person that Donald Trump, what about this Ellen Chao?
No. Right now the hires are real substandard. The hires right now are strictly from hunger. Look at these slobs he's got. From Rance Priebus to that Bannon clown, to Kellyanne Conway, he hasn't got anybody with any real distinguished credential working for him. He needs that. I'm the guy.
Now, what if he decided to go take a big left turn and bring Ted Cruz into the Department of Justice? What do you think of that?
Who cares?
Oh, we're talking about state.
Yeah, I'm talking about Secretary of State. I mean, Cruz going to the Department of Justice, okay, fine. Wow, take a look at this.
What?
On TV right now, this Aldi collection, Gypsy. Did you see the...
All right, did you dump it?
Yeah.
Hey, Governor.
I'm sorry, it was a blonde.
You know, you're real interesting, Governor, and I would even say that you're colorful and maybe even amusing, were it not for the fact that you're a family man. You have a very beautiful wife, you know?
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Why'd you stop?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I got to thinking about Ann Romney, and I don't like her, and I don't know why.
Maybe you don't like her because she's beautiful, because she's more beautiful than you.
Is that right?
Well, that's... You know.
And you're the guy named Mitt. You know what a mitt does? It catches. And you know what a catcher is?
Oh, man.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow. If you weren't a lady, well, you barely are a lady.
Boy, that's a good one.
You know, anytime you feel like a frog, you jump, Mitt.
So because my name's Mitt, I'm a catcher. You know, Phil, I gotta go. up.
All right, I want you to apologize for that, Margaret.
I will not apologize for that until he says something about hard on... He said something about my look.
All right, both of you apologize to each other.
I'm sorry.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Governor Romney.
Is that it? God, what a jip.
There's Governor Mitt Romney, and...
Well, didn't you want to ask him... I don't know, didn't you want to ask him some more questions about why he thinks Trump is a turd in the wind?
No, I don't want to know anything more about it. I'm not interested in why he doesn't like Trump, or I'm not even really interested in why he wants that job. One of the things that I wanted to find out is why he is not liked, and I suppose we'd have to get Kellyanne Conway for that.
All right, we'll work on a Kellyanne Conway as you want to hear him.
As you'd like to hear them, yeah. Well, Kellyanne Conway, then, we'll work on to get her onto this program at some time this week to find out what her problem and everybody else in the Trump transition, why they got a major, major problem with my man over here, Mitt Romney. Well, that concludes this turd.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, this thing was a real bag of turd, man.
Well, I tell you, you know, you did the best you could with what you had.
All of the guests are, you know, way off the beaten path. I don't know, man.
Way off the beaten path.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, famous Phil Henry show is executive produced by Phil Henry.
And that is my turn.
Well, then do it, man.
Well, famous Phil Henry show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Yeah.